Bath Archers are set to host a prestigious tournament at the end of the month. It's the third year they'll run the UK Archery GB record status, a FITA, over the weekend. That's the 29th to the 1st of May. The weekend of 29th of April to the 1st of May. Over 100 will take part in this one, and they'll range from those who've just taken up archery to those who regularly compete in the UK and abroad. And members of the England team and the Archery GB team will also participate. Well, our reporter Dan Albert has been to find out more.
I'm Andy Cart, and I'm the current chairman of Bath Archers. The event is the FITA 1440. It is a massive challenge and an honour for an archery club to have an event of this magnitude. It is a record status event, which means that British records can be broken during the weekend by any of the archers at any level, junior and senior.
Yeah, so who will be competing at this event?
We've got our own archers that are in it, one of our junior archers, Jade Pocock. She shoots for England. She's been selected for the England team, and she's part of the Archery GB junior coaching setup at the moment. We've got archers coming from all over the southwest and the south. We've got members of the Archery GB team turning up, people who shoot nationally across the whole country. It really is a large group of people.
Yeah, so tell us where it's taking place.
The club is on the London Road at Bath Eastern, and we're actually using the Avon Valley Rugby Club. We own our own archery field, but it's not quite long enough to meet the criteria for this event, because you have to have a 90 metres shooting distance. Then on top of that, you've got to have a safety zone beyond your targets, and then you've got the equipment lines and everything before the shooting line. So we need a longer distance than we've got on our field, and they can provide it. So we're adjacent to their rugby club that's allowed us to use the field and all their facilities for the 2 days. So it is a great thanks to them for us to be able to run this event.
Yeah, you said earlier it's a challenge for the club. Tell us about some of the challenges that it will entail.
Well, the guy who's organised it 3 years ago, Dominic Latham, he has to apply to Archery GB for notification that we want to run the event. He has to get proper targets. They have to be brand new. He has to get them from a certified supplier. He has to mark out all the distances exactly. He has to have camping facilities if need be, accommodation, toilets, catering. It's a massive amount of work. And it all has to be signed off by Archery GB before we can go anywhere near it. Anybody can turn up, as long as they just make contact with one of the officials that's there, so we know that there is a visitor down there. But more than welcome for people to come down and watch, and possibly come down to the club afterwards, take part in a beginner lesson, which we run as well, and then have a go at archery and see whether they like it or not. I love the club. It's a great bunch of people. We have our own field, so we can shoot whenever we want, any day of the week. The clubhouse is there as well. And it's brilliant. It is challenging, because you need to learn a skill to be able to do it. But there's nothing better than standing in a field when the weather's a bit bad, but being able to shoot the personal best. Yeah. It's a sense of achievement.
Okay, Andy, so we've come outside. We've got a target in front of us.
Yeah, well, this is the type of thing that we use just to get people to have a go at archery, you know, a little taster session. It's a small target, it's not very far away from the shooting line. It is a very, very basic bow, just a one-piece bow and some basic arrows. And all we do with this is just show people what they can do, and if they like it, they come back down to the club and progress onto more advanced bows and advanced equipment.
How far would you say this target is from us at the moment?
About 10 metres.
Okay.
So this is like the minimum of what we would let people shoot. Any closer than that, and you start getting a bit dangerous, because you can get bounce backs where the arrow hits the targets and comes backwards. So you don't want to be too close to the target.
Hi, I'm Hazel Ead, and I'm the club captain here at Bath Archers. Yes, well, I first got involved purely inspired by the London 2012 Olympics. Went there, saw the men's team final, said to my husband, how hard can it be? They've got a sight and everything. Enrolled on the beginners courses, and it just flew from there. Just loved it. Loved the challenge, loved the diversity of the sport, the amount of people I've met, and just snowballed from there.
Yeah, so London 2012, was that literally the first time you picked up a bow?
It was, yes. Completely. I was, the tension at the finals watching the Olympics was brilliant. So I thought, Yeah, I'll give that a go. I'd picked up an injury from running, because I used to do a lot of running, needed to find a new sport, came down to Bath Archers, enrolled in the beginner's lessons. They were so friendly, encouraging, and it just went from there.
Yeah, and it's clicked ever so well, obviously, for you to go on to a level to represent the county. I mean, that's a pretty big achievement, isn't it?
Yes, well, the encouragement, really, from club members and all the people I met meant that I really wanted to pursue it further. So went into various competitions, put my scores in, and they were good enough to be selected to shoot for the Somerset women's team, which I have done for the last couple of years.
You say you're captain here. What sort of responsibility does that entail?
Putting on competitions, but just trying to encourage everyone to shoot. It really doesn't matter what ability you are. It's just coming out there, giving it a go, having fun and meeting lots of people.
Yeah, and you say you only got into it in London 2012, but your family's really into it now, aren't they? Your children as well?
Yes, it's sort of, I was inspired by the Olympics, and my daughter, I don't know why, but she was inspired by me to pick up a bow. So she took it up a year later and has since sort of flown with it and been selected for the Somerset Junior team, which has in turn inspired my son, who has also then picked up a bow. And it's great because as a family, we all come down here. It's a family sport. We can all do it. We can shoot different distances or we can shoot against each other, but it's just good fun.
Rod White's Bath Archers. My son wanted to take it up when he was a lot younger, and so I had to be here because he's under 16. So I thought, well, while I'm down here, I just will shoot as well. He's now moved on to other martial arts, and I'm still here shooting longbow. So I've been here for about 12, 13 years now.
Yeah. Would you say that it's a sport that anyone could take up at any age?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the younger ones, the older ones. I mean, you don't have to be an athlete to do it. But you can just come down and either join the lessons or the have a go sessions and take it from there.
Yeah, is it a strenuous sport?
You can find a few muscles in your arms and your shoulders when you first start. But it depends what sort of poundage bow you're using. But when people come down for the have-a-go sessions or the beginner's lessons, they're all assessed about what weights they can pull. Yeah. So, yeah, you find a little bit of ache in the muscles the first time, but after that, it's fine.
Yeah, so you say you shoot longbow. So tell us, what does that entail?
Right, the longbow has no sight. So you have to look at where you're aiming, and it's not always on the target. It can be off the target because the trajectory of a longbow arrow is more of an arch than the other traditional ways of shooting. The arrows go straight. So you have to sort of pick a point, and it could be on the target, it could be above the target, it could be in the hedge behind the target. So, and then you just adjust accordingly. And normally shoot 4 dozen at 60 yards and 2 dozen at 50 yards.
So we've come outside and we've got Rod and Hazel with us. You've both got very different bows with you. Rod, yours a little bit, should we say, less sophisticated than Hazel's.
Yes, this is an American flat bow. It's a new bow, and it's basically designed for out in the woods shooting at targets called field shooting. The reason I'm using it today is that I don't use it that often, and it's easier to string up than my longbow, and it's quite a nice bow.
Yeah, and Hazel, on the other hand, yours is very much something similar to what they'll be using at the Olympics.
Yeah, mine's a recurve Olympic-style bow. It's obviously very different from Rod's. It's got a sight on it, and it's got stabilisers, a long rod, so it helps to keep the bow balanced, really. But yes, you'll see this in the Olympics.
Yeah, okay, well, let's go in there, see what they sound like when they're fired.
Dan Albert reporting. Hope all goes well. I'm sure it will. The third year, they'll run the UK Archery GB record status FITA. That's over the weekend of the 29th of April to the 1st of May. Good luck to everyone at Bath Archers.